Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. We want to thank you for joining us. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Maryland Studio. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Little temperature change. Little
yes, sir. Change. Good duck hunting weather.
Man, no doubt. When I left the house this morning, it said it feels like 11, but it showed about 18 degrees out, and it's snowing a little bit, so be very careful on the roads. And I tell you, now I drive a truck, you drive a truck, but I don't know what makes guys think in trucks they can drive like 60. I had some guys pass me on the road. I mean, just flying by me. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
But we are getting some snow here, and about 2 to 4 inches, they said. So you never know. These weather folks sometimes are right on, and sometimes we get more, sometimes we get less. But be very careful on the roads, and it's going to be a cold day no matter what. So. And got some NFL going on today in some stadiums around the country, and there's going to be some cold games this weekend, Green Bay and Cincinnati and some of the games going on. But, again, thank you for joining us today. Hope everyone had a great Christmas, and we want to wish you a happy new year, and just hope everyone has a great, prosperous new year. And we've got a lot of exciting things with Sportsmen of Colorado. We'll be at the ISE show, which we're going to talk quite a bit about today, and by the way, I'll welcome Grant Gladson in with One Shot Gear.
Morning, Scott. Thanks.
How are you, sir?
Good.
And we'll be talking about the ISE show January 16th through the 19th, and a lot going on there. Then we'll also be at the Boat and Outdoor Show in Colorado Springs. That's like the third week of February, and I'll get you the date on that, and Red and I will be there for that. And our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, we just got our final proof of that yesterday from our printer, and that's going to be going to print, and we'll be giving those out at the ISE show, and a lot of great sponsors and a lot of great savings and some coupon offers from a lot of our sponsors. So be sure and stop by our booth, and the One Shot Gear booth will also be handing those out. And we're going to look forward to a great show. QRS, Quentin Smith, good buddy last night, sent me a text and said, hey, turn it on the Outdoor Channel. They're going to do a show. They taped a show there at their Split Rock Ranch in Wyoming. And that was a very good segment.
It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, boy, it's a beautiful place.
I saw Quentin playing the guitar, and I thought, whoa, this guy's really talented.
I texted him. I go, do you play the guitar, or are you just like, you know, strumming around there? And he said, no, he's been playing a little bit. So, but a lot of our sponsors there, High Plains Safe Sale, Jim Parsons, a good buddy of ours, will be there. And One Shot Gear, QRS, again. Boy, if you're looking for a great guy to hunt with and a great team of people, because – Quentin can't guide you on everything, but QRS Outdoor Specialties. You know, I meet people a lot that have moved here from different states. Matter of fact, I met a guy yesterday that had just moved here and just said, man, I don't know where to hunt. And, you know, I'd love to have a good guided hunt. Just don't know who to call and who to trust. And so I tell you, for Colorado, you cannot beat QRS Outdoor Specialties.
And, of course, for Wyoming, that Split Rock Ranch, 220,000 acres. Ooh,
and I tell you, it looks like you, that guy, did you see the guy shoot with
the
bow?
Yes, the shot that muley.
Man, that was a nice that deer, but wow. I tell you, it was a great, great segment on there. Our number is 303-477-5600. We'd love to hear from you if you want to tell us about your hunting experiences that you had this year. Let us know about them. We'd love to hear from you. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got an Ask the Expert box there. And if you send us a question, we use it on there. We'll get you a $25 gift certificate to Cabela's, or we will get you a $25 gift certificate to Ammo Can. And I tell you what, we'll get you a $25 gift certificate to One Shot Gear if you want to do that. So One Shot Gear is your home for Sitka gear. I tell you, Red and I got hooked up with some of that a few months back, and I'm actually wearing a vest in here in studio, and Grant's wearing his, and this is nice stuff, Grant. It really is.
It's the best. Yeah, we love it.
It really, you know, and, you know, let's go ahead and get into a little bit with Sitka a little bit, and, you know, let's just be very honest. It ain't cheap.
No.
Okay. Okay. It is not for the faint of heart. I mean, you know, you got to be serious about clothing to buy Sitka. I mean,
you got to want the very best.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you also, in order to do that, you got to understand the technology and what all's behind it. Because some guys I've mentioned to said, "Man, go over there," and they go, "Man, I could buy a whole." You can, but you know what? I have found, especially in trying to, you know, when you're out, let's say in waterfowl, especially where it's really cold. Most of the stuff I had bought before was real heavy type of gear and all that, and coats. And, man, you're so padded down, you can't even raise a shotgun to shoot, you know?
Exactly.
Where this, the layering effect, I mean, all this stuff is very lightweight. So it's great if you do have to take something off. It's great for throwing in a backpack, wadding it up and throwing it in a backpack or, you know, whatever. And it's just lightweight, but it does keep you warm.
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's start out just telling a little bit about one-shot gear a little bit to store, and then let's get into a little bit of the technology of Sitka.
Okay, well, one-shot gear, we focus on just premium hunting equipment, hunting and shooting equipment. So we really focus on trying to get the quality stuff in large quantities to the local guys, because with Sitka gear, with Night Force, with Blosser rifles, you want to see what you're getting before you pull the trigger and make that investment. Being able to come in, try on Sitka gear, try on the sizes, see all the different pieces. It's such an extensive line. Shopping online is never going to do it any justice. Mm-hmm. Going in, getting your hands on it, seeing certain sizes work for certain pieces, others work for other pieces. So being able to put it all on, wear it like you'd be wearing it in the field, really gives you the advantage of getting the system that works for you.
Yeah, you know, like Scott said, we did get suited up with a bunch of the Sitka gear. And you know, one thing I love about any kind of hunting clothing is the fact that I can wear it doing other things. And I've got a little
Red came in church the other day, had his Sitka gear on.
Well, I own a little land down in Sedalia, and I've got about a half a mile of private road. You know, to snow plow and stuff. And man, when it's real cold and the snow's coming down, and I've got a Polaris ATV with a snow plow on it, on the front. And man, I throwed on my Sitka waterfowl gear and climbed on my four wheeler. And man, I was plowing those roads and had my goggles on. And this little hat that I bought, it's a waterfowl hat. I call it my Elmer Fudd hat. And
So do I.
Yes, yes. Thanks, Scott. I tell you, I love that thing, man. You talk about keeping your head warm and your ears warm. And every time I wear it, I come in and I tell my wife, I said, "Honey, have I told you yet how much I love this little hat?"
Absolutely.
You know what? We got one of our partners on the show, Kevin Flesh, is calling in. And Kevin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. And you got a little at Sitka gear over there from Grant.
I do.
Yeah.
I used it about a month ago.
Yeah.
Some goose hunting.
What was your experience? Was that the first time you had any Sitka clothing?
Yeah, that was the first time, and it's awesome. So.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the guy that I was with was like, "I got to get some of that." And the guide, of course, was all decked out in Sitka gear that he had gotten a few years earlier. So,
okay.
Testament to the gear itself. It's just fantastic gear.
Yeah, because like us, you know, and Grant's going to explain a little bit about the technology behind it, but most of the camo that we grew up with buying, you know, a lot of it was so heavy. And you know, when you want to stay warm, boy, you went and found a big heavy coat. You go, "Boy, this is going to be cold." And boy, you're sitting there so bulked up. And with the Sitka clothing, it's so streamlined and lightweight, but yet it does the job perfect.
Yeah, it's technical gear. I mean, it's similar to mountaineering gear and other things that you see in other, you know, not necessarily hunting gear, which is great. It's just, I've got nothing but good things to say about it. And I want to get out and use it again.
Right, yeah. So go ahead and tell us a little bit of technology. And Kevin, if you have any input, feel free. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you were saying, it's a layering system. So very rarely will you have one jacket that fits every application you might run into. There's some guys that come in and ask for, "I want the one jacket." Well, you know, there are some jackets that will be a little more universal than others, but there isn't one piece that fits everything, because it's about being an active hunter. It's about, when you get hot, taking off certain pieces, being able to have four layers on and still being functional. There, like you were saying, it's all very light, so you don't have one piece until you start getting into the really cold weather stuff that is super bulky, that takes up a lot of space, that makes it so you can't pull your rifle up, pull your shotgun up, or draw your bow and shoot. That's really great, especially when you're getting into the high country, when you're going through quite a variety of weather and so on during the day. You need to be able to be active to be able to go from your base layer all the way up to your warm outer jacket or your Gore-Tex shell to stay dry.
Right.
It makes you a lot more active and a lot more functional in the field.
And One Shot Gear is located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. And that's still Unit 5 with your move?
Yep.
Okay, Unit 5 there in Englewood. And that's located between?
It's between Union and Bellevue on the west side.
Okay, between Union and Bellevue on the west side, One Shot Gear. If you'll go in there and ask for Grant, he'll hook you up, all right, and take good care of you. I promise you that.
Absolutely.
And you guys are going to be at the ISC show?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We're going to be at the ISC. We were there last year, and that was our first year, and then we're really excited to get back. It really helps us get our name out there. Not because we're newer, we got to get our name out, and some people are, every time someone finds us, they get really excited because of the quality that we carry and because they can actually get their hands on it, check it out, and talk to someone who's used it in the field, get an idea of what it's really about.
Right. Okay. We're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Joe Dedon. Joe is the owner of TAC One Consulting. If you've been to Tanner Gun Show, you see their booth right as you walk in, and Joe handles all of the CCW classes for the Tanner Gun Show and does training really all over the country, even with police force, schools, all kinds of things. And so we're going to get in with that here in a little bit with Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting. Give us a call, 303-477-5600. Tell you what, first caller, get you a pair of tickets to the ISC, 303-477-5600. This is Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
For over 30 years, Academy
Roofing. Colorado, this is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor, a Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We've got a full lines here. We've got Kevin Flesh, one of our partners on the show, on the line, too. And then we also have Joe Dedon, and Joe, again, is the owner of TAC1 Consulting. And so, Joe, you may get a question from Red or Kevin or myself, but how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. It's been a while, and we sure wanted to get you back on and kind of catch up with you and see what all you've been up to. So, you know, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we'll get into a little bit about TAC1.
You bet. I worked for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office from 2002 to 2010. Got real heavy into the training side of things at my time there. And then I was a member there, SWAT team, from about 2004 to 2010 as well. So I've been around firearms quite a bit, I guess, over the years. So.
Right. And then tell us how TAC1 Consulting came about.
Yeah, we started in 2007, primarily, you know, offering law enforcement training to small police agencies. So it's kind of snowballed from there. Started as a kind of a one-man operation. Now we got about 10 guys working for me. We've been, you know, we primarily do active shooter training and SWAT training. So we've been to just about, I think we're up to 28 different states now, you know, from Alaska to Maui down into Florida. We'll be going out to the Virgin Islands this spring. So we've expanded quite a bit over the years, and we've been doing the concealed weapon training for roughly about 3.5 years now.
Okay, good. And Kevin's an attorney, by the way, Joe, and a good gun guy. He's one of the good attorneys out there. I know that's hard to believe. but you know, Kevin, talk just a minute about how important it is, you know, from a legal side to really take a class from someone like Joe. Because, I mean, boy, this is a guy that knows everything about it. He's from the legal side because he was, in law enforcement and everything. But it's really important to take classes from good people that are very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing about Joe's, when what he does is he really gets you proficient. You know, it's not all that difficult to get a concealed carry permit and to carry a weapon. That's not the thing. The thing that's important is to be responsible with that gun once you're able to do all of the things that the concealed carry lets you do. And Joe really, I think, gives you the opportunity to really practice and hone those skills so that if you do get into that situation where you have to draw your weapon, you're responsible with it. And that's, from the legal side, that's the most important thing that I have when people come to my office, is to find out what exactly happened, to realize that they did the right thing and they handled the situation in a professional manner the way Joe teaches people to do. So,
right.
I was going to ask Joe about exactly, you know, the growth that he's had. What is his sort of key to success with what he's doing with the classes and getting people to come and see him? And how do they you know, what do they do that makes it so popular?
Yeah, basically we have a pretty unique program where we integrate what we call simunition firearms into our class, where up until about 2 years ago, they were only available for law enforcement and military to train with. So what it is, basically, it's a converted Glock 17 or Smith & Wesson M&P, where it only shoots these plastic marking sabots at you instead of lead bullets. So they're colored soap, shoot about 500 feet per second. It's, like I said, just a converted Glock, has a special slide and a barrel on it. So it functions and it kicks about the same as a, you know, real 9mm wood. And what we do is we call reality-based training or force-on-force, to where we put the students in a couple different scenarios that they may encounter out while carrying the CCW and see how they do under stress, see, you know, why they feel justified in pulling in that way there, or even using deadly force. So they're actually interacting with another human being instead of just a paper target towards the end. To where they, you know, we try to simulate, like I said, that real situation as much as possible.
Yeah, Joe, this is Red. You know, I want to speak from personal experience. Of course, I already had my CCW before I met you, but my daughter, who is in a wheelchair, took your concealed weapons class, and she's just thoroughly enjoyed it. And what do you do to make women feel comfortable in your classes?
Yeah, what I do is... typically, I can we do some female classes, and I have a Westminster police officer that teaches for me. She's a female there, and so I bring her in sometimes, depending on, you know, what the size of the class is and whatnot. But we try to, you know, even though we have the law enforcement background and a lot of experience, you know, we try to make it a comfortable setting, and I think we have a pretty good time at doing that. We don't have a lot of egos, and you know, we just get in there and teach, and, you know, people seem to a little bit be more comfortable, especially females in that setting, to where, you know, they might be intimidating elsewhere. We try to really keep that in mind, so.
And, Joe, unfortunately, we had another shooting recently here in Colorado at a school, and you were involved in Columbine. Talk just a little bit about where you've come from, the law enforcement end, from Columbine to... unfortunately, this last one over to Arapaho.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we've, since Columbine, you know, obviously changed our tactics quite a bit, you know, law enforcement, to where we're training pretty heavily on, you know, getting patrol, you know, officers in there, the first people on scene and not waiting for a SWAT team. So that was kind of the big downfall at Columbine, was just doing what, you know, any other department in the United States would have done at the time with the training they had, and, you know, setting up a perimeter and waiting for the SWAT team to come. So, you know, that spurred a big change throughout, you know, across the board in law enforcement. We would do what we call raid tactics. So and back then, you know, we were doing a four-man where you had to wait for four people, you know, basically to go in a formation. So it's even evolved over time, and that's what we've been focusing a lot on the last about 3.5 years of our business on the law enforcement side, is down to a single and a two-officer response. So now changing and saying, okay, four is no longer good enough either. You know, we may not have time, or these shootings are happening so quickly that we can't wait for that second.
Well, I think this whole shooting experience took, they said, a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Like that. Yeah.
You know, in Newtown was less than 3 minutes, where, you know, you're lucky to have a police officer on scene at that point. So we focus on that single and two officer getting in there and just giving them a little bit of tactics and some mindset to where hopefully they're a little more successful. You know, going to a large environment like that, a commercial building, you know, heavily populated area where, you know, going in there with a single officer is very dangerous. But, you know, obviously there's the stakes are very high. So, you know, we're taking officer safety, putting it, you know, at the very, very low level and saying, hey, you know, I know it's not ideal, but you can't stand around either and wait for that second or that third officer or that fourth or, you know, the SWAT team to come. So sounds like they did a really good job there. Do a lot of work with the local agencies around here, done some work with Arapaho County, you know, in the past, and fairly squared away agency. So,
mm-hmm. Kevin, let me ask you a question. You've got kids in school. Do you wish teachers could be armed?
I think as long as anyone in the school is well-trained, the concern that I have is the training.
Sure.
I don't know, you know, in this last situation, I talked to my kids afterwards, and, you know, they go through the drills as to what they do to keep themselves safe. And,
right.
And, you know, that's something that's very different than when we went to school. I mean, who would have thought that you had to do training for a shooter situation in a school?
No doubt.
But I think the most important thing is, you know, the perimeter, making sure that you have, it sounds like there was a door that was left open or something in this situation, you know, to make sure that those doors are as safely taken care of as possible, and then having some sort of security or police presence. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, society, there's certain people in the society that have decided that they want to take on these situations and come in with a gun. Teachers, as long as they got the training, I would be the most concerned. And of course, it's a whole bunch of work for Joe, but I would want to make sure that they did have that weapon, that they actually use it.
Right.
Because if they're not going to use it, then I'm a little concerned. What's the point of going through that sort of process?
And Joe, you know, have you done some around other states where teachers are allowed to carry?
Yeah, we have. After Newtown, you know, there's been a big change, you know, across the board in some states where Utah, they'd always been able to carry. Wyoming just put a special pilot program that leaves the decision up to the superintendents of who they may want to arm within their school districts. So not necessarily only just a CCW requirement there. But, you know, what we found is you know, my whole thought on that is, you know, teachers go through the same background, you know, in, you know, checks that police officers and firemen do, you know, mm-hmm. to make sure we can trust them with our youth. And, you know, because you always got the people that are saying, well, it's a teacher that, you know, commits one of these shootings. Well, you know, when have you ever seen that happen? You know, never. And
yeah,
you got to play the odds here and say, you know, they do a job, and they do a job that's selfless, and it takes a lot of dedication. They don't get paid very much, where I don't think they're going to want to harm our kids. So what we talk about is that armed presence inside the school. I mean, obviously this was, you know, they had a school resource deputy there on scene fairly quickly, you know, at Arapaho. So, and that's the mindset of these guys. They're not expecting any resistance. Once they meet that resistance, and history has shown us where it's either an armed presence or even an unarmed presence, you know, where somebody actually, you know, their plan doesn't go according to, you know, to what they thought it was going to go, and somebody confronts them, they typically end up committing suicide, like was the case here. So I'm a big proponent in it, and, you know, that was the unfortunate thing is when they try to pass that here in Colorado, they knocked it down quite a bit to remove that. They introduced that bill to remove that restriction on 10-12 carries here. So I've gotten a lot of private school people come through, you know, that aren't bound to that, you know,
right.
that public education system and where they are putting armed people. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, a sheriff's office, you know, there's the sheriff's office, they have a large, you know, they have a lot of resources. So if the law was ever changed to where, you know, a sheriff's office could allow, you know, these teachers to take even a 16-hour, a 30-hour, whatever course it may be over the summer, to where, you know, they've got a lot of volunteers, they've got a lot of instructors, to where I think they could run a pilot program pretty easily, where they put them through, you know, one of the same qualification courses that, you know, we go through as police officers. You know, it'd be a very easy thing, you know, for these large agencies to do, and it'd be a quick, cheap way to get, you know, more presence inside these schools, because, you know, obviously with the budgets and everything, it's not going to be realistic to say that they're going to have an armed actual school resource officer or even armed security in every school.
Sure. Joe, can you hold with us through one break and come back just for a couple of more minutes?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, hold with us one break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wattle. I'm my partner, Red Merrill. We also have Kevin Flesh on the line as well. We are talking with Joe Dedon. Joe is the owner of TAC1 Consulting. Check out his website, TAC1Consulting.com, and that's T-A-C, and then spell out 1-O-N-E, consulting.com. His number directly, 720-425-5687. 720-425-5687. We'll be right back after this word.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Along with my partner, Red Merrill, we have Kevin Flesh on the line, as well as Joe Dedon, and Joe is with TAC One Consulting. And Joe, that number that I gave, that was on your website. Is that the right number that you want to give out?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 720-425-5687. Now, and Red has a question for you in a second. Walk us through who you're seeing coming in your class today. Again, I think a lot of people always think they're going to walk into one of these concealed weapon classes, there's going to be, you know, 50 guys sitting there in camo, you know, and that's not the deal. So who are you seeing come to your classes today?
Yeah, you bet. We're seeing about, you know, probably 40% of women coming through our classes. And then, you know, all different age groups. We got a lot of young, new gun owners, I think, that are coming through. And so it's a big mix, but I would say it's, yeah, about 40% women. And you know, you got your younger crowd, like I said, and, you know, some of your guys have been shooting for several years. So a big mix, especially over this last about year, you know, since that Aurora movie theater shooting, we've seen a lot of new gun owners, a lot of couples, a lot of young couples that are, you know, finally, you know, they're starting families or whatnot, and they're looking into personal protection. So,
yeah, Joe, this is Red again. You know, most of the people that come to your classes are not going to be law enforcement. They're going to just be the average guy that wants to have the concealed carry. And how much training do you think that kind of individual needs, and how much shooting does an individual like that need to do on, say, a monthly basis to be able to react properly in a situation where they might have to use their weapon?
Yeah, that's a good point, Red. You know, I stress even when they come to our class, it's pretty, it's pretty advanced for a CCW class. I tell them, you know, this should be your first, you know, your first, this is the tip of the iceberg here, because you're going to take, you know, the gun out of your house and, you know, carry it in public, and you owe it to yourself and everybody else around you to be proficient with it. So I recommend, you know, as they're going to get their permit, when if they're new gun owners, to try to get out there and shoot, you know, 200 to 300 rounds each month. So by the time, you know, that 60 to 90 day window passes and they get their permit, they put, you know, near about 1,000 rounds to their concealed carry gun. What that does, I think it helps, you know, with building that muscle memory. When you sit there for 200 to 300 rounds, you kind of get in the groove. And, you know, then after that, you know, I'd say about 100 to 200 rounds every quarter-ish would be good to just maintain the skills. But what I challenge people to do is, you know, every year invest in yourself and your family and those around you and go out and take another class, you know, whether it's a home defense class or a basic pistol or tactical pistol class. There's plenty of options around the metro area. We offer, you know, additional classes like that as well for people that already have permits. And, you know, it's a good thing to do every year, and it's a small investment, a small price to pay. If you look at, you know, law enforcement's hits rate, you know, it's about 17% nationwide in deadly encounters. So, you know, if the cops that train all the time and are used to stressful situations on a daily basis are only hitting, you know, one out of every five bullets that we shoot, you know, it goes to show you what somebody who's a CCW holder is going to be even more behind the curve and less training, so they need to really be proficient with it.
Now, Joe, if someone wants to call you, and we'll let you go here, but if someone wants to call you and book a class, got any kind of special you can offer us?
Yeah, you bet. We'll do $15 off our 3-hour class and $25 off our 6-hour class, you bet.
Okay, check out his website, TACONE Consulting. That's TACONE Consulting.com. Call 720-425-5687. Again, he's at every Tanner Gun Show. Stop in to meet him. Joe's a great guy. And please, please, look on your calendar. Find us a Saturday. You can join us for the full hour, because I would love to just have you in studio and talk about this for a full hour and really get some, you know, great topics covered with concealed carry with you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, man. Happy New Year to you.
You bet.
All right. That's Joe D. Don with TACONE Consulting. Again, 720-425-5687. If you'll call, mention the show, he'll give you those discounts. Again, the first caller got a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, the 303-477-5600, a pair of tickets, so give us a call. Let's go back to Grant Gladson here again with One Shot Gear. Now, let's walk through. Basically, when you walk in the store, you'll see three different types of apparel there. You know, so let's walk through the three different types, from waterfowl to the whitetail and all the things.
Okay, well, the most relevant right now for everyone in Colorado is the waterfowl.
Yep.
So it's the newest line by Sitka. This is its second year out. And it's a pattern that they spent a lot of time on, and it took them a little more time because it's a little more complicated because of the type of interaction you have with the animals you're hunting. So, you know, when you're hunting an elk or a deer, they're typically not moving, standing, trying to pick you out. With a waterfowl, they're coming in, and it's designed to conceal you as the bird comes in at a 45-degree angle from above you and is moving. And so the patterns, the contrasts really play with the way waterfowl see. They also see more light than we do. So the colors in many different environments work to conceal your outline, to conceal you as a threat, much better than a lot of the other patterns out there that are just reeds and what you might be around. It's not trying to mimic, it's more trying to conceal. And it's a really good line. It's the simplest of the three. It just has four Gore-Tex shells, and then you have three or four different insulating options, and then some of the base layer options like the rest of the lines. It's really good for early season, late season. They have a lot of ways that you can use multiple pieces in multiple ways. And because you're not as active, you're not walking as much, it's a little simpler to build the system that works for you, still keeping to the quality and the performance that Gore-Tex and Sitka puts their name on.
Okay. been great.
Yeah, boy, you know, Grant, you talk about concealing you as a threat, and, you know, we put brochures out so the ducks can read them, because when they come into my shotgun, they go, oh, well, he's not a threat. We can land here.
And, we know he won't hit us.
Yeah, they know I'm not going to hit him. Now, Scott, on the other hand, he's deadly, but my shotgun seems to have a bend in the barrel, you know. Something's going on here.
Absolutely.
And then let's talk about the OptiFade. Yeah. So let's talk about that and the whole premise behind that design, because it's kind of a digital type print. If you've seen that out in more of the military type look and things like that, and John, hold on with us, and we'll be right with you. But go ahead.
Yeah. So OptiFade Open Country was designed for spot and stock encounters, where you're on the ground pursuing your animal. Anywhere from 20 yards to a couple hundred yards. It's one of the more universal patterns. It's not specifically just for archery or just for thick timber. Whether you're in dark timber hunting archery elk, or you're out on the plains hunting antelope with a bow, or above timberline chasing sheep, it breaks your pattern up with a combination of a micro and a macro pattern. And it makes it so that they can't see your symmetry. So the certain lines they look for that trigger fear, that trigger the response of there being a predator there, they can't see. And it's really more of an active line. So it's all quick drawing, made to be used in a very active style from the mountains to the plains, so that you can always adjust, you can always be comfortable, and you can pack it away pretty well. Mm-hmm. Everything's made to pack down. That's why they don't have big, bulky jackets.
And here's one thing, and I think you can already tell by listening to Grant. It is great to go in the store and find someone with in-the-field knowledge like Grant. Because, dude, I'm telling you, you showed us more pictures of killings than what he read every week. Oh, shot this elk.
I couldn't believe it.
Shot this deer. You know, I mean,
He's only 20 years old.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Makes me sick.
And but you got someone with infield experience. And so go in, ask for Grant, 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood, one-shot gear, 303-284-3828. He'll be there today. Hey, it's a snowy, cold day. Go shopping. And go spend some time with Grant. And, again, he'll give you a great deal because of our show. Let's go to the phones real quick. We have our ticket winner, looks like. John, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, by the way, I'm glad I called in. I tuned in at the same time. I met you guys out of Cayo Creek on Monday. So I was out there for his birthday. Yeah, you bet.
Well, oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Well, good,
yeah,
man.
So for his 21st birthday, we went out there and slammed a bunch of birds. It was fantastic time. And, you know, it got worth every penny of it. It was one of the most fun afternoons, I think, or fun mornings I spent in a long, long time. So, yeah,
I'm telling you. We love going out to Kiowa Creek, and Mark and them are a great sponsor of the show, and we love going out there as well. Yeah, we killed about 37 birds that day ourselves.
we had a
good time, too.
Yeah, we heard y'all shooting over there, too. Sounded like y'all had a great time.
Yeah, we really did. And, you know, it's just, you know, that's my second time I've been out there for a day like that. And, you know, one experience is just as great as the next. So, you know, but for years, God, we shot 5 stand and sporting clays out there. You know, my son was a competitive shooter for years, and just a great, great place. That's one of my favorite places, probably in Colorado, just to go spend a day. So,
It is. It is. Well, man, I'm glad you called in, and I've got your number here, and so I'll give you a call after the show, and then we'll figure out how to get these to you, but I'll get you a pair of tickets for the show, and then please stop by our booth and say hello.
Yeah, you bet, guys, and thanks again for being so gracious on Monday, and I like the show. I'm glad you gave me an excuse to listen. So,
all right, great deal, man. We appreciate
it.
That's John Bauer, the winner of our couple of tickets to the ISE show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill, and we're joined in studio with Grant Gladson with One Shot Gear. ISE Show, International Sportsman's Expo. Let me tell you a little bit about that. It's January 16th through the 19th. It's located at the Colorado Convention Center at 714th Street in Denver. Thursday, the 16th, these are new hours now. It used to be 12 to 9. They're going 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Friday will be 11 to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5. Tickets are normally $15. And we gave away a pair of those a little bit earlier. And John, get those. And we'll be giving away a pair here for the next few weeks until the ISC show. Now, each ticket is valid for one day only. Same day re-entry, you can get a hand stamp. Children under 15 are free. Please stop out at our booth and see us. We'd love to see you. We are going to be sponsoring the Adventure Theater that is actually sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation this year, but John Kirk asked us if we would host that. So we'll be getting to introduce all the different special guests for all the different seminars and things of that nature. So it will be a good time, and you can come out and meet Red Merrill, world record holder for killing a clip springer with Bushman's Quiver. And come out, and Red will sign an 8x10 glossy picture with you. And,
yeah. I'm selling them for $50 a piece.
Yeah, $50. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You know, Scott, we wished everybody a Happy New Year. And one of the things for guys like us that can determine whether or not we have a Happy New Year is the hunts that we get scheduled for the coming year. And boy, the Sportsman's Expo is a great place because you can begin planning your hunts. You can see all the latest gear. You can see some great guns. You can find the outfitters and the guides and all the different stuff. It's a tremendous experience. And of course, you and I are going to have a booth right across from or right beside Bushman's Quiver.
Right.
And a lot of our good sponsors are going to have booths out there. And boy, this is the great time to get out and plan your next year's hunt.
It sure is. Give us a call, 303-477-5600. Tell you what, we're going to give away another pair of tickets. I got an extra pair. We only got a couple of minutes left, so you got to give us a call, 303-477-5600, if you would like a pair of tickets to the ISC show as well. So, Grant, tell us just a minute about the Night Force optics. Well, those are some nice scopes you got out there.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about those.
They're really great scopes. They're as of right now, they're more tactical oriented, but what they offer to everyone is extremely high quality make. They use the highest quality materials that exist that they can get their hands on, mm-hmm. to make sure that these scopes can be put through anything. They have a lot of military contracts, and those scopes just get brutalized over in the Middle East. And there's stories of the scopes actually getting a bullet through the tube and retaining its functionality. It just can't change the variability. They're really made to just be put through absolutely anything that you could ever imagine. And for as a hunter, that gives me a lot of peace of mind, because being in a situation like this year where the seal on my scope broke and I missed an opportunity on a deer, that hurts. And luckily it wasn't a hunt of a lifetime. I wasn't in Alaska hunting doll sheep or anything like that, but having a scope that you can rely on no matter what you're doing is worth its weight in gold. They also have great optics and very high performance, high speed turrets, so you can really take fast, good shots at distance if need be. And they're actually coming out with a new scope oriented towards specifically for hunters. And so I'm really excited about that. And the price point's a little lower, and so I think it'll really fit the hunting market a lot better than their tactical scopes.
Sure. You know, Grant, for those of us, like when I was younger, I could not have afforded some of the gear. But as we get older, you know, we accumulate a little more stuff, and we get able to afford the very best. And folks, if you want to find the very best gear, these Night Force scopes and Sitka gear and Blauser rifles, and then One Shot Gear is the place to go, because, you know, you get to the point where you want, man, I want the very best. Now I can afford it. And now I'm going to get it.
Absolutely.
And if you're like that, One Shot Gear is the place to go.
It sure is. And again, they're located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. Their number is 303-284-3828. You guys open at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
10 to 5 or?
10 to 6.
10 to 6. Oh, man. Alex, I'll let you off at 5. But check them out again. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. If Sitka makes it, they've got it. As you can tell with Grant, very knowledgeable staff with infield experience, and they can really help you customize your layering system to fit your needs. Mention the show, mention you heard Grant on there, and I promise you they'll take good care of you and give you a good discount on your purchase there.
Yeah, Scott, you know, I want to say a little bit about Austin Brown and Colder Weather Outfitters. You and I had a hunt scheduled to go duck and goose hunting this past Thursday. Unfortunately, I got a little bout with the flu, and we had to cancel out. But, you know, about the only thing that's left for hunting season now is ducks and geese, and duck season ends on the 26th just about everywhere in the state, and I think the goose season goes until February the 16th. And if you want to extend your hunting season, give Austin Brown a call. His number is 303-956-4741, or check out colderweather.com and get your shotgun out and get out and go do some waterfowl hunting. And Austin's a great guide, a great duck and goose caller, and he's right up out of Firestone and got some great lakes up there and blinds and stuff, and you can have a tremendous hunt by going up and seeing Austin Brown at Colder Weather Outfitters.
And he's actually going to have a booth at the ISC show as well.
All right, good.
Yes, that'd be great. Well, let's go to our good friend and our good sponsor of the show, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, guys. Man. It's a great morning to be in a Silverado today.
I'm telling you.
That's the truth.
And we were talking about that at the beginning of the show, man. I watched some cars that were spinning out, different deals, and I just took my Chevy Silverado right down the road past them there. So
that's right. That's I'm in mine. I'm almost to work. Gosh, I think the sun's shining at Lynlaw Chevrolet today.
Wow, that's a good deal. So what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, we had a great year and just announced the new incentives, and they stayed real strong. So,
good.
Everything, I think Chevy's going to get after it this year, and, they're coming out of the chute. Big incentives, up to like $5,000 worth of rebates on Silverado. We still got our great leases on our cars, zero down, $199 on a nicely equipped Chevy Cruze. We got all kinds of things.
Well, and, one thing I was telling, as a matter of fact, I met a guy yesterday, and I told him to call you. Trying to think of his first name. I can't remember. But anyway, if a guy calls you and tells you, he was looking for a good, pre-owned vehicle. And I said, look, you won't find a better place to buy a pre-owned vehicle here because you really check out your cars before if you buy at auctions and everything like that.
I do. I run them all through a very rigorous inspection, make sure that, I can sell them with confidence and they're not going to come back and, this is wrong and that's wrong. And, if I do miss something, we'll take care of it. And, funny you're mentioning used cars yesterday because it's year end. I took a look at all my used cars and I wrote down several. So, I make sure I'm priced at the market or below. And, if you come out, check our website out, you'll see I reduce the prices on lots of cars.
Okay, and that's LynnLawsChevy.com. They're located very conveniently, 14500 East Colfax in Aurora, 303-344-3100. And hopefully not, but Dan, in this weather, somebody may get a fender bender. And, man, talk about your body shop.
Well, we have full-service body shop. We use the genuine parts. We don't use aftermarket parts. We can get you in. We're, we got lots of technicians. We can get you in and out. If you need it, I can help you out with a loaner. I don't think you'll have a better experience. You don't have to go where your insurance company tells you to go.
That's exactly what I wanted to get out there, so good deal. Well, Dan, I hope you guys sell a bunch, and I do have another young lady I'm going to bring out there that's looking for an SUV this next week, so I'll see you this week.
Okay, guys.
All right, man. That's Dan Johnson, 303-344-3100, Lynn-Lyles Chevrolet. Everyone have a great, safe weekend. Stay warm. Be careful on the roads, and thanks for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. From my partner, Red Merrill, Glant Gadsden, One Shot Gear, have a great weekend.